At a time when New York City is grappling with how to repair the relationship between police and communities of color, Mayor de Blasio is appointing an old-school white Irish cop as the next police commissioner. WNYC's Robert Lewis reports on prospects for reform.
When Commissioner Bratton announced Tuesday that he's retiring, Mayor de Blasio immediately tapped Chief of Department James O'Neill as successor. The lifelong cop isn't exactly the picture of change. Donna Lieberman is executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union.
People of color are way underrepresented in the leadership of the police department, and many people believe that that is reflected in policies like broken windows.
Police reform advocates have been hammering Bratton over that aggressive approach to low-level crime, which disproportionately impacts minorities. But they aren't writing off O'Neill.
We harbor no illusions that if you stick a black person in there, that somehow relations will improve.
Mark Winston Griffith is executive director of the Brooklyn Movement Center. He says the bigger concern is O'Neill could be more of the same.
We know that he's a protege of Bratton. I think it gives us pause right there. By the same token, we don't want to preempt whatever kind of conversation needs to have about policy going forward.
The incoming commissioner was once a precinct commander in the Bronx, an area now represented by State Assemblyman Michael Blake. He says he's found O'Neill to be responsive and hopes he can heal the divide between police and communities of color.
He has ridden the A and the D train. He has seen the community up close and personal. Look, Jimmy O'Neill has the opportunity to help, you know, transform the city.
O'Neill takes over the department next month. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.